Do more of what you don't want to do. As an entrepreneur, there is a good chance that what is going to take you to the next level and is going to get you to where you want to go is going to be some investment of yourself pursuing a challenge or a task or an activity that you don't necessarily want to pursue. That being said, the times in my life and in my entrepreneurial journey when I have challenged myself with things and done the things that I didn't necessarily love doing or was a little bit more hesitant to do, that was the time when I grew and grew exponentially. Entrepreneurs shouldn't be stuck. It's unnecessary, it's frustrating, and unfortunately, it's where most of us end up landing.
Your business should serve you, your dreams, and the future you set out to create.
So let's destroy the myth that you have to work 60, 80, or 120 hours a week in order to make your dreams a reality. I'm Jay.
And I'm India. This is the Marketing Breakthrough Podcast.
Let's get to it. There are always going to be things that we don't want to do. There's going to be things that we don't want to pursue. There's going to be things that we don't want to continue doing. There are going to be tasks that just aren't fun to do, whether in life or in our business. Right now, we're focusing specifically on the conversation of our business and taking our business to the next level. And there have been times in my life when I know that there's something I need to pursue and I'm just not interested in doing it. And that's what prohibits me from growth. And when I do go ahead and pursue that and go down that rabbit hole, right, of actually doing that task that needs to be done, that's when I start seeing results. And it's that next thing. So like as a coach, I have conversations with clients all the time of they're wanting to do something and I can see precisely what it is that they don't want to do. And my coaches have been able to do that exactly for me, and being able to see things that we don't want to do, that they don't want to do, but that if you do that, you will win. And it happens time and time again. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different because it's actually just me. India's not having a conversation. It's just me talking about this because this is something that I am very passionate about because if I'm completely honest, which is hard to do, if I'm being completely vulnerable, this is an area that I've struggled with, is I have a tendency to take the things that I don't want to do and I push back on them. But when I lean into them, I make something happen and I'm able to move the needle far more than I ever would by not doing them. And as an entrepreneur, you know that leaning into things and doing things is just part of your job. You have to wear all the hats. You have to do all of the things at some point in your business just to continue moving your business forward. And so regardless of what season that you are in, there are going to be things that you have to do in order to get to that next level. All right. Another thing that I want to mention. At the end of this episode, I have a special announcement. And so I really just want to share it right now. I can't share it right now. I will tell you at the end about what is happening, but there's something happening next week in next week's episode that is going to be absolutely incredible. All right. Do more of what you don't want to do. Lean into that. Lean into that uncomfortability. So long time ago, when we had our marketing agency, there were certain tasks that I did not like to do. There were certain tasks that I had a harder time doing. I just wasn't as passionate about them. And so I started looking to hire people in those areas. And at the time, there was a period about a year into our marketing agency when I realized I don't necessarily love selling. I don't love this conversation. I don't love being like having to sell. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hire somebody so that I don't have to do that. So I started having conversations with people who built sales teams, people that had other marketing agencies that had built sales teams, started having conversations. And the number one response that I got across the board, at first I thought it was a fluke. The second time I thought, okay, maybe they're onto something, but they can't be. And then the third time I was like, no, absolutely. This is the thing that I don't want to do that I need to do. They kept saying, Jay, you don't even have a system. You don't even know what you're doing yourself. What is your sales process? And I was like, I'm hoping that somebody can create one for me and they can just run that for my business. The reality is that as an entrepreneur, you have to set the tone. You have to set the stage for your business. You have to create these systems to be able to implement, to be able to create structure. You have to create the foundation. You create the culture. You set the standard of what you want and what needs to be done. And now there are times when we can bring in salespeople, or we can bring in people in areas that we don't want to lean into as much ourselves, or areas that we fall short in. That's why we hire people, is because we hire people in our weaknesses, people that have strengths in those areas. But you can bring those people in to bolster your sales system. But what we can't do is bring people in and expect them to do it for us. And that's a common mistake that we make all the time. And so anyway, as we lean into these conversations, as we lean into this particular topic, man, I've been having so many conversations with entrepreneurs. And as I'm listening to them, I just keep thinking, well, what you need to do is exactly what you don't want to do. And the reason that I feel qualified to say that is because so many times the thing that I needed to do was the thing that I didn't want to do. And as an entrepreneur, you're probably listening to this and you know exactly what that thing is. Maybe for you, it's sales. Maybe it's your marketing. Maybe it's your business development. Maybe it's your vision. Maybe it's your 90-day plan. Maybe it's your 120-day plan. Maybe it is trying to create systems for certain tasks that need to be done. Maybe it's delegating that needs to be done in order for you to take things to the next level. All right. We're getting ready to roll out a product, a service, a product service, whatever you want to call it, which is a spin on our Breakthrough Blueprint. It is a 90-day blueprint, and it is specifically, intentionally, hyper-focused and designed to help and serve bike shops. So if you are a bike shop entrepreneur, if you're in the bike industry, you may want to lean in close and absolutely listen to this. Here's what we're trying to do is within 90 days, we can't change the world of our business. We can't change the universe of our business, but we can start making monumental headway to start opening up those floodgates and start making waves into that direction. So what we can do is we can start implementing, we can start creating changes, we can start taking steps in that direction. And what I find is that so many entrepreneurs need that kickstart because we're frozen. Been there so many times. You just get frozen by, there are so many things that need to be done. There are 50, 100, 1,000 things. You literally can't even count the things that need to be done because there are so many directions that you need to go. And so it's getting somebody to help create a system and a roadmap and a structure in order to build and start to create this momentum in and of itself. We're creating a 90-day blueprint exclusively for bike shop owners that are looking to get out of the shop. The goal? To increase profits and work less. Increase profits. You heard that right. Increase profits and work less. And there's a lot of conversations out there that say you can have time or you can have money. You can't have both. And I disagree with that. You can have time and you can have money, but you need to structure things in a way that are going to create the funnel and create and build towards exactly that. The reason this is designed for bike shop owners, and there are other businesses that could absolutely benefit from this, but what we're doing is rolling this out to specifically serve the bike shop community. I have a deep connection, a long-standing history, and a core love for the bike community. And as I talk to bike shop owners, I find that so many of them feel tied to their work, and they feel like they're there. They can't hire out. They can't create the future, that next level that they want to create. Some of you aren't even looking to grow. And so the idea of like next level, sometimes it correlates with the idea of growth. But what I'm saying is not that of let's grow. It's let's move to the next level. So if you are looking to get out of the day-to-day running of your business, you started your business, my guess is that you started your business, and anyone listening to this, with the intention of, I want to create freedom for my family. I want to create freedom for me. I want to create a life of freedom. I want to create a life where I can have fun and play and go do things and create adventure and create opportunities and moments. And maybe you're at the spot where you found yourself 5, 6, 7 days a week, just stuck in this day-to-day grind. It doesn't look anything like the future that you envisioned. And so it's not a matter of growth, it's a matter of next level. Moving from where you are to where you want to go, seeing that, and it's just a matter of tweaking a couple of things, starting to build systems and implement processes and going through to create something that is going to change your life and your business, your entrepreneurial journey. So this 90-day blueprint, it's something that we have never done before. It's always been 12 months. And what we have been finding through some conversations is that there are a lot of entrepreneurs that see some sort, every entrepreneur, I will say, sees the future to some extent. And sometimes that 12 month is too, we'll call it too lofty of a goal. It's a little bit too far out there. And it's a little bit overwhelming to start thinking about, well, how do I reach 12 months? I don't even know how to get 30 days. So what we've created is something specifically designed for 90 days to move that needle and then start having conversations. And then from there, we can keep taking those 90-day steps if that's useful. But most entrepreneurs, I think, will be ready to go, okay, 90 days has absolutely achieved what we needed it to do. Now let's move into the 12-month phase where we can create something that is more monumental and a larger milestone. Let's start really clicking off some things in order to continue creating that larger profits, less work, less time stuck in the shop, less time stuck behind a desk, behind a computer, behind a bike. Maybe as much as you love working on bikes, but you want to go to races, you want to go and experience the way that life is happening and changing within the industry. So that's what we have created. Going back to the heart of this conversation, the heart of this episode, do more of what you don't want to do. Lean into doing more of what you don't want to do. Maybe for you that looks like, man, I need to do some business development. Maybe for you that looks like, man, I need to do some work on my marketing and start creating some plans, implement some strategy in order to get to that next level. Maybe it's actually figuring out an intentional way to step away from what you're doing day to day and starting to create some margin, create some space. And sometimes it's so hard to do. Man, anytime we take a risk, anytime we take a chance, anytime we do something different to some extent, it scares us and it can be hard to do. But in this case, we are going to help you get there. It's not you all by yourself. So we are super excited about that. We are going to help you. And again, I said this earlier, but regardless of what season you're in, if you need to delegate or if you need to grow, if you just need to move to the next level, if you need to step back, if you need to put in some tough work, some late nights, some long hours in order to get there, you need to do a little bit more of the hustle, or maybe it's solely the idea that you need to put in less time. You actually need to be there less often in order to, you know, maybe there's already some team. You need to let them do more of it. Or maybe there's already some systems in place and you need to let the systems work and trust the systems, trust the processes, all of that. So as I promised, I have an episode. I have a surprise. I have an announcement for you. And so I'm, again, super excited about this, but I recently got done recording an episode with the one and only Toby Henderson, and we are going to have an interview and a conversation with him next week. You are going to get to hear about some of the history of, one, how he got into the sport of BMX, how he even got introduced, and then his entrepreneurial journey. If you didn't know this, he's had multiple businesses in the BMX industry. And all along the way, there have always been hurdles. There's been roadblocks. There's been conversations that have had, there's been vision that he's had, and there's been execution on how to make that vision a reality. And so make sure that you tune in next week for what will be episode 93 as we dive into that conversation with Toby Henderson, the one and only Toby Henderson. And we will get to learning about his entrepreneurial journey, which once you start having conversations with people, you start realizing that as cool as they are, as big and monumental as some of these conversations are and some of these people are, the reality is that most of them have similar, they all have similar challenges. Most of them have very similar challenges to that of every single entrepreneur. And it's just a matter of finding a way to tweak the way that we're looking at things, look at it from a different, little bit different perspective, and start moving things to the next level. So with that, lean in to what you don't want to do, the things that you're afraid of, the things that you're frustrated by, the things that scare you, the things that are not exciting, the things that you don't want to do, but you know need to be done. Lean into those, embrace those, and start moving as an entrepreneur and your business to the next level. Marketing Breakthrough is a community of entrepreneurs with a vision of creating meaningful, sustainable businesses that allow freedom, fun, and adventure in their lives.
Time is the only resource you can't get more of, so we believe in finding a way to achieve our entrepreneurial dreams with freedom in mind.
We've designed this resource hub of tools, tricks, and techniques to grow your business and live the life that you set out to create.